The best mix, 98.3 The Coast, and the best mix in the morning show. Time for your daily dish for Tuesday on the best mix in the morning show. And Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are taking time to get to know the latest addition to their family. The couple have confirmed they'll be taking parental leave from their foundation, Archwell, after their daughter's birth. On the website, they said, quote, while the Duke and Duchess are on parental leave, Archwell will continue to do important work and publish stories on the site. Lilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor was born on Friday. Meg and Harry also asked anyone wanting to send the family gifts to please support or learn more about these organizations working for women and girls. They include Girls Inc., Harvest Home, CAMFED, or Maya Manila Foundation. The two started Archwell in January 2020 after stepping away from the British royal family. The company also includes their film and TV production company Archwell Productions and their podcast company Archwell Audio. Ellie Kemper apologized Monday for participating in a 1999 debutante ball run by an organization accused of having a racist history. In an Instagram post, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt star said, the century-old organization that hosted the debutante ball had an unquestionably racist, sexist, and elitist past. I was not aware of this history at the time, but ignorance is no excuse. I was old enough to have educated myself before getting involved. The controversy erupted last week when Twitter users unearthed a 1999 article from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch showing that Ellie was crowned the Queen of Love and Beauty at the Veiled Prophet Ball. She was a 19-year-old student at Princeton University at the time. The Veiled Prophet organization was founded in 1878 by a former Confederate officer and was meant for the elite. Black people weren't accepted into the organization until 1979. In her statement, Ellie wrote, quote, I unequivocally deplore, denounce, and reject white supremacy. She added, quote, I want to apologize to the people I've disappointed, and I promise that moving forward I will listen, continue to educate myself, and use my privilege in support of the better society I think we're all capable of becoming. And singer and Detroit native Kid Rock was caught on camera yelling a homophobic slur at people filming him on stage Saturday night in Smithville, Tennessee. TMZ reports that Rock wasn't happy with people filming him when he got on stage at Fish Lips Bar and Grill. TMZ video shows him looking directly into the phone and yelling, "Screw your iPhone, yeah!" He then yelled the slur and mocked fans recording him by pointing directly at his crotch and telling them to post that. Apparently, security was going around telling people to put down their phones before Kid Rock's outburst. As you might imagine, the internet is ablaze, calling for the Shock Rockers' cancellation. That's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.